Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show. Well, hello, my name is David Buck, and I'm here with my co-host, Pam Bright. This is the Empower Me Show, and today is a tough day for the world. For myself, as you've seen before, I use humor a lot, and when I find myself losing my sense of humor, I know I'm taking things a little too serious. There are serious things happening today in the world, and there are always serious things happening. So it's one of the reasons why we do this show and we keep coming back to that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We can be in the world, but not of it. There's many, many phrases that kind of allude to that. And, you know, today we're going to talk about personal responsibility and what you can do to be the center of your own world. And of course, our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts go out to the people in Europe and all the people in Europe right now, and especially Ukraine, prayers of peace. We're going to do that a little bit this morning. So certainly take care of yourself if that is what is appropriate to do in whatever circumstance you are in.
So thank you for opening up, David, this show. And yes, I am Pam Bright, and this is the Empower Me Show. So it's all about you, the listener, as well as David and I individually. So we're in this together, folks. We are not separate. Even though it looks like, okay, I'm over here, you're over there, we're actually globally one. We all chose this journey to be here now. So this is the question that we pose to you is, what is your responsibility in the world's on the world stage right now? You are not separate from what's happening all around you. I know for a long time, I didn't believe that statement. I thought, well, it doesn't affect me. I'm not Polish. I'm not Ukrainian. I'm not even over in Europe. What matter do I have with that? Well, guess what? I have something to say about it because I'm a human being having a spiritual experience. So I'm looking at the spirit of myself as an individual on this planet going, okay, where am I at war? Mm. Where am I at war with myself? Mm. Where am I at war with my partner? Where do I fight for my own justice and my own brother and sisterhood? Where do I insist on being right? If that isn't power, corrupted power, I don't know what is. So that's kind of what we're alluding to in this show is like, let's look at, yes, being spirit partners for life is vital. For David and I, it's vital for me as a spirit to be in partnership with you as another human being.
There's another aspect here that is very relevant today as we try to separate fact from fiction and a lot of the events, you know, from one perspective, and it may be the correct one. We're not going to go into that, are fabricated. And there's so much more of that. I feel like, and it's not just me, that it's hard to find what's true in the world with all that you're being assaulted with in terms of the information and what people are saying. And some people are out to trick you, honestly. It's one of the hard lessons as parents of a teenager to try and get across is that you can't trust everybody. And yet trust is so valuable to bring to the world in situations as well. But one of the things about being a spiritual being, having a human experience, is that you can find inner truth, inner peace. You can find guidance. You can listen to your intuition. And for me, that was the beginning part of how I became a spiritual being and recognized myself as that, is those little voices in my head. I listened more and more and more to them, and found that when I didn't, I kind of hurt myself. And when I did, I was put right on the path for me.
Well, thank you for bringing us back to this moment in time where we're looking at what's most important to us individually and what's important to us as a global community. And with that, what really works well is to know what my own truth is for myself. Like, where do I stand in the truth of me as a human being right now? So I would like to do some centering so that we can really go within and listen to our little voices, right? Sometimes our voices are really loud, you know, in our hearts, because they want to get our attention. Our intuition is screaming at us sometimes, saying, wake up! Are you paying attention? Listen to me! And other times, it's just whispering. Hey, you. What are you doing right now? Are you at war with yourself? Right? So we need to really let ourselves listen. So let's listen right now, okay? So go ahead and close your eyes. If you're not in a place where you can do that, simply listen to my voice and know that this message is going to go into that soul of yours, and is going to resonate for you in the place that it needs to right now. So, creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, including us individually as these human beings on this planet, we ask now that you come into this beautiful vortex of energy that is created now in this space. And we ask all of our guides, teachers, and angels that love us and support us 100%, come and surround us and bring themselves into our inner worlds individually as souls, and assist us with this centering and grounding in this moment. Using our breath, we connect to our inner world, feeling that breath going within all of the different parts of us, and breathing out anything that doesn't serve us any longer. Knowing that as we do that, we release stress, we release pain, we release worry. We get to a place of inner silence and knowing that we are in perfect divine presence of the one spirit that unites us all. And with a prayer of gratitude, we say, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to be here now.
So the image that you see behind us, we chose that today to be a symbol of peace, symbol of solidarity, a symbol of strength. And it's the core of the tree is rooted in the ground, and it's connected. It's interconnected. If you haven't been out in nature recently, and it's winter time, so, you know, at least here in this hemisphere, so it may be more difficult as we undergo very cold temperatures this week in the U.S. But when you can, connect to nature, connect to a tree, put your hand on a tree, see if you can feel the energy of the roots that go down into the earth, and you can receive some of that energy. I'm talking about beyond symbolism, beyond the imagery, you can connect to these things, and you can connect to crystals, you can connect to spirit cards that can guide you on your path. If you're not making a regular habit or practice of that, it's a perfect way to start to kind of get to a centered place.
Mm-hmm. So actually, the other thing that is true is that because we are energetic beings, we are energy in form. Through our intention, we can connect to anyone, anywhere, for any reason. Okay. So right now, I want you to put your hands together. If you're driving, of course, keep driving, but do this when you are not driving. And just simply feel that friction that is being created here and some heat from your hands. And then go ahead and just separate them a little bit. And what you'll feel is that energy in between them. You'll feel something there. That is your energy field, okay? And that energy field can actually move out to others. So just let's bring some energy out to our brothers and sisters around the globe right now. And go ahead and put your hands out, and you can move them around and anywhere that you think of right now that you'd like to send some energy and some love. Go ahead and just send that out, some peace. And sound helps a lot too as you move that energy out. And as you do this individually, and we do this collectively, we make a ripple in the peace that gets to go out and around the globe. So let's just continue to do that throughout the day as you feel what's happening on the world stage and in your own personal life. Feel that energy, that energy of peace and love and centeredness, can actually transmit all across the world right now.
Yeah, it really can. And it really only takes a second. And we're going to take a break here in a moment. I'm saying this for myself as well, because I'm kind of wrapped up in the worry and concern reasonably for what's happening in Europe today, and especially in Ukraine. So when I find myself in that place of worry, I turn that and I send some energy to myself and to the other people, energy of peace, energy of love, energy of swift resolution, as swift and as peaceful resolution as possible. And I think the more people today can send energy to that on any side, on every side, there may be, you know, a reduction, and it may not be too late to bring things back to a state of calm.
And I'm going to say, actually, it's never too late. I mentioned in the description of this episode today that now is the time. Now is the time to have that communication. Now is the time to send that love. Now is the time to forgive. Now is the time to stop warring with yourself, right? Now is the time. It's not tomorrow. You don't have last week, you have right now.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Minku, ADHD coach. People with ADHD can be vastly different from each other, but one thing most ADHD adults have in common is a poor time sense, an unrealistic idea of how long things take to do. With a really poor time sense, what you probably expect to get done in a day, only Superman could accomplish. Yet, after barely getting through a fraction of your to-dos, you end each day feeling inadequate and ashamed that you didn't finish it all. The problem lies in your magical thinking about time. To get real, compare how long you think something will take you to do with the reality. For at least 7 tasks, Write down how many times longer each one really took than what you had guessed. Then use that information to plan. Learn more about Time Sense and other strategies in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Solutions for Your Unique Brain.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say?
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm Pam Bright. This is David Buck. We are co-hosting this segment today because we are spirit partners for life today. We always have been, and we always will be, at least in this lifetime. And we are talking about really self-responsibility and what are you responsible as an individual and what are you responsible for globally? And for a long time, I didn't think I had any responsibility globally at all. I thought, okay, whatever's happening out there doesn't affect me, right? Well, I have come to find out that everything affects me because I'm here on the planet. And as an individual, it's important for me to take 100% responsibility for what has happened, right? Not necessarily because I'm supposed to suffer, not because I'm supposed to feel guilty, not necessarily because I should feel ashamed. It's taking 100% responsibility actually frees me to expand. It frees me to open up to what actions are mine to take today. If it's up to me to make a difference, I will know that by listening to my inner voice. I will know that by listening to my guidance. Whatever that guidance is for you, you need to be listening to it and acting on it. So when I was talking to my husband at our break, the John Lennon song came up. When you find yourself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. So when there's doubt, if you don't know what your part is in any conflict, then it's time to pause, breathe, listen, and act if appropriate.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that we talk a lot about these little processes that you can use to check in with yourself about an action that you might take and see if it's really the right one for you. And, you know, that there's an element of spirituality that's meditative, introverted, that you go within to find the answers. And we talk a lot about that. And then there's always a time to act. There's a time to go within, pull out or pull down or pull from the energetic guidance that you get from the spirits all around you, and then act on that and act in good conscience from the directions you're given. And this is a time for action. It's interesting in this time of history, and history is in the making all the time, whether there's a war or not. Right now there happens to be one, but there's always some conflict. You know, I don't know that we can exist now in this human plane, on our human existence, without conflict. But consider that there's no conflict on the spiritual side of things.
So spiritually, what I know about what you just said is that this is the place. This is the place that all emotions, all actions, all beliefs, all of everything exist here. Everywhere. Like, this is the place. Okay. There are beings that are off planet that are watching us with this interchange of stuff that we experience here, going, wow, look at how those people did that thing. Look at how they're reacting to what's happening. Wow, isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting? So if we were to take their cue, those, whatever those beings are that are not on planet, we were to take their cue and just observe our own behaviors. Wow, what a change that would be, right? That would be huge. So David, a thought came up for me when we were on break, and I'm wondering, is what is your, if you were to look at a core value for yourself, what's at the top of the list for you?
There's so many things at the top of the list, but the first thing that comes to mind is independence. I think I feel affected by what's happening over there because I value independent strength so much. Now, we're interdependent. We need each other in this world, like the roots of the tree is connected to the ground and affected by the water that comes from the clouds. I mean, it's all interconnected. So I think that's probably even higher on my list of values. But I feel like that this is a war against independence. And we've certainly seen a lot of that. This is not a political show. This is not a political rant. But in answer to your question, I think that the more people, the more individuals in the world take responsibility for their own actions, to pick something up or put something down or step in or step out of something, you know, that will build a better world together.
Oh, I totally agree with that. So another thought that I had was, how does peace or conflict, how does it parallel this idea of interconnectedness and self-responsibility?
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to go back to the tree for a moment. I don't know that the tree experiences conflict. The tree doesn't have, you know, a brain to think with, but it doesn't mean it doesn't have a consciousness, a spirit. And, you know, it's reflected here as a reminder to us of how things can be interconnected. And for anybody who is just listening to this, there's a it's a garden scene, but there's sort of a magical fairy garden, and this giant tree with deep, strong, thick roots into the ground is being surrounded by these little lights, these almost fairy lights, and it's the light of the world that's connected to that. So I think peace comes from within first. And I think when you see, when you can make a connection, when you can bring a plan together, when it's for a peaceful resolution, when it benefits someone else. I just saw something recently. Someone had discovered something for himself, and it was the purpose-driven life. And the first four words in the purpose-driven life, according to this interview I heard, was, it's not about you. So when you can get outside of yourself, find the peace within, contribute to someone else, you're going to find that peace extending beyond yourself.
That's very true. So the thing that I think of when I think of my actions affect the world, okay, the affect everyone around me, is the 100th monkey experiment, if you will, that that has been happened. I don't even know who did it or when they did it, but you know, there's this phenomenon. Okay, I'm just going to tell you the story the way that I heard it, which is that, okay, there was one monkey on one island and another monkey on another island, and they both had bananas, and each of the monkeys, you know, did whatever they did with the banana. One monkey might have just thrown the banana away. The other monkey on the other island actually learned, oh, look, what happens if I peel it? Oh, interesting. And then put it to my mouth. This tastes really good, right? And then all these other monkeys came around and watched what this monkey was doing on the island where he's eating the banana. They started eating the banana. Okay, they were being shown. what that monkey was doing. The monkeys on the other island knew nothing about what that other island was doing. They didn't know they had bananas. They didn't know they were eating them. They didn't know anything about it. They'd been throwing their bananas away. But all of a sudden, without knowing physically what was happening over there, they started eating the bananas. Why did that happen? Well, again, I'm not a scientist, so I couldn't tell you the specifics of that. But what that tells me as a spiritual being having a human experience is that what I do matters. That's what's true. What I do matters, and it will affect people on the other side of the globe.
You know, I think what comes up for me when you talk about that is the collective consciousness, and you can see it in a flock of birds. You know, how can you describe that a flock of birds will suddenly change directions? And, you know, there's a lot to be said for collective consciousness, that we can tap into that and feel some of that energy. I think one of the most beautiful things about energy work is that we can feel the energy from others, you know, that we can affect the world in that way. So we are all in this together. We are not separate. And it starts, all peace and interconnectedness starts at home right with you. We're going to take a break and we'll be back in a couple more minutes.
So what I'd like to talk about when we come back is, how did David and I, as Spirit Partners for Life, deal with conflict in our marriage? That's what I'd like to talk about when we come back.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
You're listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, and I'm here with David Buck, my husband. And let's talk about individual self-responsibility, okay? So David and I have been married. It'll be 20 years in July. And we have conflict in our marriage, right? It's a normal marriage. Everybody has conflict of one kind or another. It's going to happen because you never need... Here's something to know. You don't get into a relationship to have a nice, even time in life. Mm. Get into relationships so that you can grow. And when we get into relationships to grow, that means we're going to bump into things that are stopping us, things that we're upset about, things that don't make sense, things that are confusing, mm-hmm. things that may not match what the other person wants, right? What do we do? Instead of continuing to do this, what can I do? Mm. Oh, I can go up here, or I can go down here, or I can do this, and then be open to what's next. So in our relationship, I will tell you about me. What's happened for me in my life is that I've realized that my anger and my conflict with other people, it may have hurt them, but it really was hurting me. Mm. It was, my body was suffering with illness because of my temper. My stress was high. I was either really angry or I was really depressed. You know, there was a lot of extremism. There was a lot of alcoholism and drug addiction to cover things up so that I didn't have to feel this enormous well of emotion that was underneath all that. You know, lots of stuff in my past that pointed to I was not happy. I was in conflict with myself and with the world. So I came into the relationship with David having a little bit of recovery under my belt, but not a lot of resolution when it came to relationships. So when I met David, and David was all about peace and loving and understanding and let's compromise and, you know, let's meet in the middle and all this, he was like this alien to me. I didn't understand any of that world that he talked about. I liked the idea of it. I liked the thought about having a nice relationship and having it loving and having no conflict and having no anger and no problems, right? That's what I thought. It didn't necessarily do that, but it was a different world than I had come from. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn some new things about relationships and about how to be okay with who I was inside of myself. So for you, David, you met me and you had whatever ideas you had, but what happened for you when we started having some conflicts and all you wanted was peace? How did we get through that? What came up for you that time?
Well, it's interesting because it is a daily thing. And I want to start with saying something perhaps ironic, that not all conflicts have to be resolved. I value resolution. Let's see if we can work it out. Let's see if we can not have it recur. But our emotions and our biochemical, you know, imbalances come up and all kinds of things occur and how we're affected by world events and, you know, what's happening with the other people in our lives and our feelings, all of that. It's a roller coaster. And so what I've learned again and again, more and more, is I don't shy away from everything. If there's something that needs to be addressed, we address it. But I found some peace with the idea that I don't have to resolve it completely. And that really helps a lot. And I hear that out there a lot for both men and women and people of any gender, really, just people in general, that they like to have things resolved. It's nice to have them in a tidy package all wrapped up and like, okay, I can set that aside. I can compartmentalize that. I can separate myself from that now that it's been resolved. But life doesn't work that way. So it's helpful to have as a tool to be able to say, okay, look, I'm okay with it being unresolved.
Mm. Can I record that?
We just did. She'll play it back for me later. I'll hear about it later. But you know.
So here's a thought, folks, okay? Be willing to be in that spot of it's not resolved. Okay. Be willing to be in that spot of we don't necessarily agree on this. Okay. And it's okay. It's okay. Mm. It's okay for us to have differing opinions. It's okay for you to be different from me. It's okay for you to have different values than I have. It's okay for you to have different thoughts about things than I have. It's okay.
There's another thing that's okay too. And I don't want to go on a political rant, but I could tie in today's events and the events that not just from today on the world stage to what it, you know, internally you can find some resolution with. And that is one of dominance and domination. And, you know, the history of our people is about domination over others, domination over technology, domination over tools, domination over whatever we feel like we can have control of. And The more you can release some of that, the more you can allow the flow of the universe to intermingle and interconnect, and you can get to a system like the tree behind us is a system in itself. It's connected to the air and the sky and the ground and the lights and the people and the forest around it. And it doesn't have to, you could look at it from a biological standpoint and say, well, you know, in the forest, it has to fight for the sunlight to reach the top of the canopy. And it does fight for dominance, but it's interconnected with the rest of the forest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interconnectivity is a huge topic, and I think we'll talk more about that. But something that I'm also aware of with this is, yeah, we're talking about this on our show, about, you know, the things that are happening in the world. And what I know about some of the social platforms right now is that people have stopped their communications with sometimes with their friends, because they didn't believe the way that their friends believed. Okay. That's extreme. Okay. That's what starts wars. Okay. So let's really, really, really be responsible for who we are and be willing to allow our neighbors, allow our global partners in the world to be who they are. Because that's why you're here. You are here to make sure that you experience everything you came here to experience. Okay. So if you're not having a good time with what you're experiencing, then you need to look at what your responsibility is for shifting that.
And that's the nice thing about where we are now in history. I think we have a unique advantage that perhaps it's easier to embrace change on a personal and a societal level too, more than ever before. And so many people have done that over the last few decades, and more so. Speaking out for individuals' rights and diversity and biodiversity and all that, you know, that it's a value that everybody should have a voice, that everybody should have an individual right to exist, to speak, to fulfill their destiny, to find their way, to not be a slave to a system, to another people, to another, dominant force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. And another thing that I just got reminded of is that one of the things that I talk a lot about is, what are your habitual habits? What are the things that you react to on a daily basis without thinking about it? Okay. If you're in this place of reaction to whatever's going on for yourself or around you, okay, it's up to you to look within and ask yourself, is it mine? Is it something I'm supposed to take action on myself? And if the answer is no, that it's not up to you to take any action on this particular event, then let it go. Let it go. Bring your stress down. Allow yourself, if you want healing around this, I'm telling you, it's up to you. So go within. Ask your guides, teachers, and angels to assist you with going within and asking the question, what is my responsibility today in my own healing, in my own self-worth, in my own well-being? What's mine?
We're going to take a break a little early. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what can we do, what more can we do to find peace within ourselves? What can we do to promote the idea of peace outside of ourselves? And it's very relevant for what's happening in the world today. And, you know, for you as well. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck, co-host here, and we're talking about a variety of things, but because of the events of the world today, we're talking especially about peace and how you can find it first within yourself and then how you can promote the idea outside of yourself. I'm going to stand up and show you my shirt. It's actually from a Wham video from the early 80s, and I always wanted one of these shirts, and I just got it last year, and it's Choose Life. It's great big words, just in case you can't see, Choose Life. And I think that's a really important aspect and value that I share that's important to me. And I think that, you know, there's so many ways you can do that. There's so many ways you can find peace, and that's part of the point. You can pray to a God that you believe in. You can sit with others in prayer. You can find some meditation. You can go to the forest and connect to the tree and find, see if you can connect to the energy, that peaceful energy, and promote that. And, you know, in terms of outside yourself, it's up to each individual. And I really believe that strongly, that individuals are what make up the world. And that's what's the juice about being human right now, is that we live in a biodiverse world with such great diversity, and we need that countering opinions sometimes to get us to grow beyond our limitations.
Yes, I agree with that. It's also important that we all have different skin colors. I will bring that back to our diversity, okay? We all come from different places, all right? So, you know, they've said that America is actually the melting pot of the world, because we've got all different races and all different skin colors and all different belief systems here in this country. And we all came from somewhere, mm-hmm. right? Whether it was Germany or France or Australia or Mexico or Spain or wherever it is that your roots come from, Sweden, you know, Norway, whatever it is, you came from somewhere, and then you were plopped here into these bodies in America. So that's kind of a crude way to say that, but that's what I just kind of talk in general terms a lot of times. But thinking about that, we all came from somewhere. We didn't know how we were going to come in, but we came into these particular bodies to have these particular lessons for this particular time of Earth at this moment, right? So thinking about what's happening all over the world, shall we pray a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'd like to set it up that we're going to direct our energies and our prayers right now to the people of Ukraine, but not just Ukrainian people, all the people in Ukraine, that they find the light, the truth, the peace for themselves. And it's just because something is being presented to them or told to them doesn't make it their truth. It doesn't have to be their truth. It doesn't have to be your truth. You can find truth and light and love and peace for yourself. So let's direct some energy towards that goal.
Yes. And for those of you who have that it's triggered when I say the word prayer, change the wording. Okay. If that word doesn't work for you, say something else, because we don't want our words to get in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
So in your own truth, I invite you to simply go within and connect to the inner core of who you are. Using your breath to remember that you've chosen this physical form to experience life. And allow that breath to direct this meditation, this infusion of energy, this prayer, if you will. And allow yourself as a human being and a spiritual being together in one body to direct your own energy out and connect it to the powers of the universe. The tree people, the rock people, the creepy crawlies, the swimmers, the other humans that exist on this planet. Connect to the star systems and the planets. Connect to that being or those beings that you consider the universe or source. And allow that energy to infuse your body system. Feeling yourself much expanded from your individual world of a body. And allowing it to go out through your hands. And just put your hands up, because your hands are conduits, to affect the energy of the entire world. And we ask that as we are connecting to our inner core of peace and well-being, love and light, that this energy transfer to your neighbor, to your pets, to your children, to your boss, to your senator, to your president, to all of the world leaders everywhere. And we ask especially that this energy gets transferred over to those in Ukraine. All of those beautiful people that are human beings like yourself, and just send them a blessing of love and light. Knowing that as you do that, sending that energy of love and light to them, that it gets reflected back to you. It's like when you play ping pong, you're bouncing the ball, it's coming back to you. Out and back in. Hey na, hey na, hey na, he. Hey na, hey na, hey na, he. Hey na, hey na, hey na, he. Ho na ya we. Hi na ya he ya. Hey, and just bring that right back in to where you live inside your body, knowing that as you send your energy out, that same energy comes back. So be conscious about the energy that you put out to the other people and to the world.
Now, don't you have something exciting coming up next week for the Language of Light show?
Oh, I do. Thank you very much for reminding me. So, yes, next week, next Thursday, the 3rd of March. Wow, we're already in March, almost. Is our Language of Light energy transmission show. And I will have a special guest on that show this next week. Her name is Jill Mattson. And she is a sound healer. She's been doing this for 30 plus years, but she has a lot of science background as well. So she's got the ancient civilizations knowledge of sound, as well as her own downloads from spirit and working with spirit for a long time. But she's got the knowledge of where we've been, what's accumulated on the planet, how we're using it in technology, medically as well in the world, and in her own practice as a channeler, a psychic, an instrument of global leadership for spirituality. So we're going to have her on to let you know about what she's doing in the world. And as always, I'm available to you at any time for coaching, for spirit work, for channeling, for coaching. If you need a little bit of coaching in your daily life or with a business, I'm here for you.
You can go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com. You can also check out fullbodysystemwellness.com or just send an email to theempowermeshow@gmail.com for any requests for healing. If you have a question, a topic you'd like to see us address, or if you're interested in being a guest on the show, you can let us know that as well. Right before we go, I just want to say, wherever you are today, take care of yourself and take care of the other people around you. And the more we can all take care of ourselves and each other, I think we can build a more peaceful world. And it will take some effort and will take some time, but it's worth the effort and the time.
It is. And we have just a couple minutes left, but please know that your voice matters. Mm-hmm. Your voice matters to us. It matters to other people. Stop being a secret. Stop hiding out, because it's up to you to make a difference in the world. And I know it's hard. I know it's a challenge. I know that life is a choice. Life is a choice. So take it on with zest and with brilliance and with power. Okay? Don't abuse your power. Because we need to really take responsibility for that, right? It's up to you to listen to what's in here. Listen to what your conscience says. Listen to your intuition. Allow yourself to be surprised.
Thank you for joining us today on the Empower Me Show. And we'll see you again very soon.
We love you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.